Praise 104.1, DC's inspiration station. And on the line with me is makeup artist to the stars, Kim Lee. Hey, Kim.
Hey, Cheryl. How are you?
It's a big weekend for us, Kim. Tell us your likes and dislikes, or your pluses and minuses for the Stellar Awards and also the inauguration.
Yes, it's been a very busy weekend. And, you know, I think I'm going to start with the bad news first and then go to the good news.
Okay.
So the bad news is, unfortunately, not too many people got it right on the red carpet at the Stellars. I was really disappointed, Cheryl, so I don't want to talk negative because everyone that knows me knows I'm not a negative person, but I do keep it real.
Right.
So with that being said, I definitely want to give Isaac Carey his props.
Yes.
Because I'm going to start, let me start negative positive. So Isaac Carey got it right. His wife got it right. And I'm going to tell you why, because he did something very clean and very simple. He did a nice tweed coat pant.
Right.
It was a check, a soft check with, it was a gray, and he had on a beautiful jacket. It was a nice, beautiful jacket, wool jacket. And it was great. It had a crimson bow tie. His wife had on a crimson floor-length gown. She looked beautiful, very clean, very classic.
And she's from D.C., so she gives off a little D.C. flair,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, she got that D.C. flair. Michelle Williams also got it right again.
Yeah.
The crimson looked really great. It's a great color for this season. And she had on a one-shoulder chiffon floor-length gown. It was very, very beautiful. Those are the only two I have anything positive to say. I can't. I just really can't. And I know I'm gonna, people are going to blow me up on Twitter. Let's go to the inaugural. The inaugural was a different story. And I really love, and let's start with our second lady, which is Dr. Jill Biden. You know, usually she's kind of, you know, hiding under the shadows of our first lady. But this year she really pulled it off. Well, she is an amazing woman. I got an opportunity to meet her. And she wore a Vera Wang scoop neck gown at the inaugural. And she had on a black belt with it, simple jewelry. And it was actually by Vera Wang. And Vera Wang actually tweeted about it. And she said, what an honor and a privilege to be able to dress Dr. Biden. She's a beautiful spirited person inside and out. And I definitely have to agree. Now let's go to our first lady.
My God.
Head to toe, she nailed it. I mean, from the inauguration, I was there at the swearing-in. I was a few feet away from her. Simply stunning. Johnny Wright did her hair. You know, the bangs are hot. And, you know, sometimes, Joe, it's just a matter of just changing your hair.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes that's just enough. And I know you changed your hair for the Stellars, and you looked amazing. And so sometimes that's all you really have to do, and you don't have to make such a huge statement with your clothes, which is what some people did at Stellars. But I'm going to get off Stellars. I'm back to inauguration. So she changed her hair, and she went out, or came in, rather, with a bang, which I love about our First Lady. And even throughout the day, you know, her choices, her selection, her Tom Brown coat dress she wore for the parade. I mean, her boots, I mean, just amazing. But then at the evening, she went back to Jason Wu, who dressed her for the first inaugural 4 years ago when she wore that beautiful white one-strap gown. You remember that one? Well, this year she wore crimson again. Crimson was the color. Come on, ladies, take notes.
Mm-hmm.
She had on a simple crimson floor-length gown. It was chiffon. It was velvet. And she had on Jimmy Choo shoes, and her jewelry was by Kimberly McDonald. She looked really, really stunning. I mean, makeup, hair, wardrobe. I called Johnny today. I said, Johnny, I just started screaming. When he said hello, I started screaming. He was like, are you okay, Kimberly? I said, I am losing it over here because the first lady looked, I don't
amazing.
Even know words to describe.
Amazing
is not a big enough word. She she nailed it. She's a great first lady. So, ladies, if you want to be a first lady in your own right, sometimes just keeping it clean, keeping it simple, keeping it nice. Go to a designer that really designs. That's all I'm going to say about that.
I know that's right. A lot of new designers try to image a lot of these folk at the Stellars, and you're right. It didn't work.
It did not work from the colors.
I got to say, I liked, although it wasn't red carpet-like, I liked Anita Wilson's black dress with the leather accents. Not sure if that was red carpet attire, but I do love that dress.
She did. She did. She looked really nice. And that's about all I can say.
I agree. All right, honey.
For another day.
Thanks, Kim. Thanks for checking in.